Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jennifer Houston, President-elect of NCBA. Back with Jennifer in just a moment.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Here at the 2018 National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual meeting, we're talking with Jennifer Houston, president-elect of National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Jennifer, obviously everybody's still kind of digesting what happened on Tuesday, midterm elections. What are some things that come out of that you think will impact cattle producers that you represent?
We have a long history of working on both sides of the aisle. Obviously, some things may be a little more problematic than they might have been under a Republican-controlled House and Senate, but we feel pretty optimistic. It may not get, we might not just get legislation after legislation passed, but we've been assured that we're going to get a farm bill, and we're going to hold them to their word of leadership, that we get a farm bill done in this lame duck session, and that'll be great. We've worked on that for over a year to get our fully funded, fully authorized foot and mouth disease bank, as well as the conservation measures and the market access measures. So we think that'll happen. It'll have its challenges, but that's okay. We've done that before, and we'll do it again.
Obviously, industry is real interested in some of those factors that you talked about. The FMD bank, I know, has been a big priority for cattle and for the pork industry. It looks like it should happen, assuming we do get a farm bill. It's, an actual farm bill, not just an extension.
I think it will. I think we did a really good job of explaining to our congresswomen and congressmen how important it is and how devastating an outbreak could be to the industry, something like we've probably never seen before with animal disease in the U.S. So I think it's got a lot of bipartisan support. I think we'll get it done. I think, and that'll be a great safety net for our farmers and ranchers for sure.
Kind of related to that whole conversation about a foreign animal disease, is animal ID or animal disease traceability. It seems like there's still a lot of consternation among at least some cattle producers about any sort of a animal ID that is anything other than just voluntary.
There is, and so we're sort of approaching that both on the working cattle traceability working group, as well as NCBA's got our own little task force, is to how we can get the voluntary programs that we already have and the mandatory portion that's already on the books to work together to get more cattle tagged, because we know that at any given moment it could be necessary for foreign trade. Right now we're doing fine with the system we've got. If we have an outbreak, heaven forbid, we need to have it. It will allow us. So we got to tell our farmers and get them to understand, number one, how easy it can be, and the fact that how will it affect your farm if something should happen, and how much quicker could we come out of it, whether it's international trade or a disease situation, if we had more fully traceability. And that's sort of the way that we're approaching at NCBA. We know from the World Perspective Study that our members are not all united on this. We've got a portion that don't want to ever do it. We've got a portion that we should have done it 20 years ago. And then we've got a whole lot of middle that just want to see what kind of value they get for it, what it's going to cost, who's going to control the data. Privacy, control of the data are very important to producers. And I think they've got to get comfortable with that before they really jump in with both feet.
Jennifer Houston, NCBA president-elect. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th, 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.